All right, this is Lisa Sasevich, and I'm so excited to have you here in our Nail Your Offer system so that you can name, claim, and sell your coaching, training, or service. And we are now in Module 2, Part 3, Creating an Offer You Love. And this is where I want you to see the connection between your offer, the unique transformation or outcome you provide, and your unique branded system that we've worked on earlier in this module. You're going to love how these come together, and we are going to do some very important things with these two things. So you are going to be patting yourself on the back that you did the work prior to this, right? The train has left the station when it comes to nailing your offer. So first, I want to give you a quick preview to show you sort of the 60,000 foot view of the elements that make up your irresistible offer, because we're going to be getting into making this offer irresistible in the next section. But overall, I want you to know that the preview to this is that there are three parts to your offer. The first part we call the main dish, which we're going to talk about that more right now. And then to make it irresistible, we add bonuses and we add limiters, which we will be talking about in the next section. We will come back to the bonuses and limiters and have a lot of fun with that. But right now, I want to focus on the first piece of making your offer irresistible, and that is the offer itself. And another way we have to express that is we call it the main dish of what you do. So your main dish, the main dish of what you do, is really equal to your offer that we clarified earlier in the training. So your offer, if you remember, is the outcome that you provide, that transformation that you uniquely provide, plus the way you provide it, the service delivery. So your main dish is really equal to your offer. And to deliver your main dish, your offer, you're going to use the steps that you identified as your unique branded system. So this is all going to start coming together here. So your offer, the unique transformation you provide, which is 90% outcome and 10% service delivery, that's how we express it, right? Because people are buying the destination, not the plane. You might remember that. So we want to keep talking about the outcome, the destination. How we deliver that main dish, that outcome, right? The service delivery is going to be through using the steps of our unique branded system. So said in another way, your unique branded system, those five steps that you have identified or are working to identify, they can be delivered as the foundation or the structure for your offer in all these different formats, right? You can take those five steps and do private coaching for people, right? Maybe you do one step per call. Maybe it's one step per month. You might have three or four coaching calls just on that first step of your system. You can deliver it through a teleseminar or webinar series. You can deliver through a home study or an information or digital product. If you're writing a book, it is amazing to be able to know the steps of your system. And your book may have all five steps, but if you hang around my campus long enough, we've saved people a lot of heartache. Your book very well may be actually just one step of your five-step system so that it leads people into the rest of your work. And if you see the little graphic there of the purple book, Boost Your Sales Using Irresistible Offers, that is one step of my five-step system, and it tends to lead people into more work with us. If you're going to do a live event or workshop, you know, you can pour your five steps into our live event or workshop format. It's called Event Profit Secrets, and that is how you will deliver that transformation or outcome. VIP days, when people come out and work with me for the day, right? It's $23,000 and we work together for the day. And you know what? I don't do something different than what I do in my five-step virtual program. I still am working through my five steps. The difference is not the information. The difference is the intimacy and the access. It is my complete focus on their talk, their offer, their live event, their teleseminar webinar launch. That is the difference, but the five steps really remain the same, whether you're getting them from me in a workshop, an online course, a VIP day. You might be able to put your five steps into a year-long program, certification, or mastermind, especially for some of you that found you had a lot of content. We love supporting people and knowing, what do I put out front? you know, and what parts of my steps go into a longer term program. And if you ever want to certify people, if you want to create an army of you, because you want to get your work out in the world in a bigger way and faster, being able to have your unique branded system and then deliver it through certifying other people, again, is a game changer. So, you know, with my Speak to Sell program, you know, you'll see the icon there for the virtual bootcamp, the square icon. We deliver our five steps to have you, you know, our Speak to Sell formula. But we use those same five steps and we take pieces of that for our Speak to Sell Grow Your Business Live bootcamp. And when people read my best-selling book, Boost Your Sales, it's using one of my five steps. So you'll see that having this unique branded system can become the foundation for delivery for everything that you would build and deliver in your business. It makes life really simple. So I wanted to provide some support for you here on delivering your system or program. If you could download the Offer Methods of Delivery Checklist, this is a worksheet that you can find on the same page where you found this training video. And this is going to help you to discover what is the delivery method, what is the service delivery you will use to deliver your unique branded system, your main dish to your clients. Okay. And this is the first step before we get into adding bonuses and limiters and making this irresistible. So take a look at that worksheet, and what you'll see is that the Offer Methods of Delivery Checklist is a checklist that helps you take inventory on things that you may already have, if you have been working in this area for a while, or things that you don't have, but you could probably create. And, you know, put a check if you already have things, and an arrow if you don't have it, but you could create it or you'd like to create it. And you'll see everything there, from tangible products like books and card decks and angel cards and DVDs and, you know, PowerPoint video or video presentations, to non-tangible products like online books and workbooks and MP3 courses, meditations, lectures. We really tried to, you know, be comprehensive with a lot of the things we've seen. Maybe you want to deliver your unique branded system in online courses and programs. You can take a look there, or through live events, workshops, seminars, retreats, or other products and services. We've had clients who have put their system into a game. I have a client who helps people, helps kids, elementary and middle school, to pass state tests, and she put her system for that into a game and sells it that way. Software, paid newsletters, membership sites. So this is to help you just to start to take inventory on what are the delivery methods that you will use to deliver your work. Your work being your five-step process. That is really how you get the transformation that you get with people and for people. All right, so go ahead and look through that. And when you're finished, the next thing I want you to do is I want you to download the Naming Your System or Program worksheet. Download the Unique Branded System Naming Process worksheet. To be more formal about it, the Unique Branded System Naming Process worksheet from the same page where you found this training video. And, you know, for this, it will be also handy to have your offer communication worksheet. Remember, you did the big brain dump of words from your ideal client, and then we took the most powerful ones and we put them on another page, the offer communication worksheet. You might want to have that, because all of those words, your descriptive words that we channeled right from your ideal client, they're really going to help you nail this. You can find that back in Module 2, Part 1. So same module, Part 1, your offer communication worksheet. And when you put that next to your unique branded system naming process worksheet, go ahead and do that so this all makes sense. You may need to pause me for a moment. And what you're going to find here, and this is really, I mean, if you want to own your space, you want to be known for something, you may have heard me say this in a prior training here in this series, is that the one who names the game owns the game. And so when we talk about your unique branded system, we are talking about, when I say branded, I just mean that you're naming the baby. You have this five-step system. It's yours. It's unique. It's a system. And brand it, we want to name it. Like I have named my Speak to Sell formula, right? I own that. It's my trademark. I'm a brand holder of that. You know, when people use the word Speak to Sell, they are using you know, something that I own in this business. So it really has put me on the map. I'm known for it. The words have kind of become like Kleenex and tissue, right? People use it. Oh, I'm going to do a speak to sell talk, but they are referring to my 5-step system, my creation. And if they're not, then we gently remind them that that's what it is. So, so you're going to love this unique branded system naming process. It's really designed, as you'll see there, that to name your unique branded system and each step in it. So for the whole 5-step system and each step, to show your prospects and clients that what you offer is unique, right? As a system, it is unique, it is yours, and it works. And you are looking to articulate the value you provide in a way that is concise and impactful to your ideal client. So you'll see that in this naming worksheet, in the first column, you either write the word the, or you write your name. So I would write Lisa Sasevich, or your brand. So our brand is The Invisible Close. And then in the second column, you list in a bunch of those words from your offer communication worksheet, those outcome, benefit, transformation words or phrases. I've had people, you know, on my sheet, it said, nail your offer. People said she helped me nail my offer. That's how we created this program. You know, that the speak to sell came out of massaging words from that page. So just fill in a bunch of words from your offer communication sheet, some of your favorites. I think I shared with you earlier about a woman doing relationship work who on her sheet, it said, stop investing years in the wrong relationship. She could put that there. The stop investing years in the wrong relationship. And then the action word, which you can take from the list on the second page, she could call it the stop investing years in the wrong relationship program. The stop investing years in the wrong relationship blueprint, technique, model. So you can see we've given you a big list of action words and a space to add some of your own. And you know, you'll see when we created this product, we said the, and then nail your offer was the outcome that our clients want. And the action word was system. So this is the nail your offer system. Speak to sell, you know, could be the, or Lisa Sasevich's, or The Invisible Close, speak to sell formula. And that is how you're going to name and own your space. And you know, this is an evolutionary process. So I made a note there to remind you to go with good enough. You can name something, and if you see an up level, you can up level the name, but allow these names to get better over time and more on target as you get out there with them. You share them, you use them in your talks, you share them with clients and prospects. And you know, this didn't all get built in a day. But start with something, you know, and listen, stay away from marketing speak. Like the, you know, find your ideal client workshop, right? The meet the man of your dreams blueprint. The tap into your intuition system. Like I really want plain English here. It will help you with your sales conversion. All right, you guys are doing great. There's one more piece that I want to contribute to you here. And then of course, you'll want to take some time to fill this out. And as you can see, having our mentorship, you know, to go alongside with this makes all the difference. So I'll definitely won't be leaving you hanging. We'll be letting you know how you can tap into more of that. But this work, boy, don't overthink it. You just do it. And hopefully you're already having light bulbs go off. So the last piece for this section here is about pricing your system or program. And this is something, you know, we get a lot of questions about. And I will tell you, there is no perfect art to pricing. Go ahead and download the Offer Pricing Secrets worksheet from the same place where you found this training. Because, you know, this is what's coming up for most people. Now that you have your unique branded system, which is synonymous with your program, you just have to choose how you're going to deliver it. We want to cover some recommendations so you can start to think about pricing. You can start to think about pricing. Okay, so you'll see on the pricing worksheet, that there are some questions to help you with this. And This is really pricing. I'll just tell you from the beginning, it's an inside job. It has a lot to do with where you are, about your value, and what you can really claim. But I want to give you some guide rails here to help you to be most powerful with it that you can. And I think it'll open your mind a lot. So the first step is, you know, look at your market. If you are in a market of therapists or coaches or relationship, you know, folks or financial planners or lawyers, you know, look at your market. You know, maybe you're in the medical field and, you know, people are charging $180 an hour for what you do. Look at what your market is charging. You know, for many of you, you know, the great example is what is the rate, the hourly rate that others are charging? And write it down. You know, and whether, you know, it's what's in your head. What do you think is being charged in your industry? And I will tell you, and this may be a surprise, but from our perspective, this gives you the low. What others are charging, you know, we are a campus that wants to support you in being the premier provider and coming in and being able to provide amazing transformation with your unique branded system. And people who don't have that, they are charging the low and they're going by the hour. And in many cases, they're letting their clients run the show versus really being able to walk them through a transformational system like you will. So write that down. Step two is, now this is where we're gonna really go back to that offer communication work, that question that we said, what would be the cost to your prospective client to not obtain your coaching, your training, or your service, right? You can look back at what you wrote there, or you can just kind of go inside and check in on this. What is the cost in dollars, in time, in health, in stress, in missed opportunity, right? In lack of clarity, what is the cost? And of course, anytime you can translate the cost of that stress level into what it's costing you in dollars and not getting a raise or not being able to focus, right? Since we're talking about pricing, that's always helpful. But what is the cost? And as I shared in our earlier segment, sometimes, you know, the cost, especially those of you in the health and wellness space, of not having your service could be someone's life, right? I mean, the cost is priceless. So you've got, and this will genuinely, this question will get you to the high, right? Like the ultimate, like people would pay anything. If the cost is their life, it's priceless. There is no amount that is too high for you to charge if you can truly help someone transform this thing, right? So now we've got the low, kind of what the market is charging by the hour. We've got the high when we really tap into the cost of not transforming this. You know, I mean, maybe you're an organizer and it's the cost of like the hours and hours that are wasted every day or every week, you know, looking for forms, looking for emails, looking for things. I know of a client whose son missed out on a, you know, six-figure college scholarship, full ride, because she could not find the forms and the essays she needed in a timely manner. I mean, it is costly. So, you know, we've got the high and we've got the low. And how are you going to decide where to land is really dependent on number three. And that is just that you would set your price based on, between the high and the low, what are you willing to stand for? You know, usually this is very much dependent on your confidence level with what you do and your mindset. This is an inside job. Now, on our campus, this is a distinction from our year-long training program that we work on a lot, because this is really what we are truly expanding in our year-long program, and that is your having level. Really what's going to determine what you can stand for, your confidence and your mindset, I call your having level. What can you have? What can you stand for when it comes to valuing your work? And this will give you the actual high where your having level is right now that you can accept right now. So we have a place on the worksheet for you to just, you know, take a little inventory here. What am I comfortable with now? Write it in there. What would be a stretch for me? Write it in there. And then what is the amount for your program? You know, maybe when I talked about having a $2,000 offer that you make on a one-on-one call, maybe that's what you're comfortable with now. Maybe that's your stretch. Maybe you're charging $95 an hour right now, and that would be such a huge stretch to sell a package or program, not based on hours, but based on outcomes. maybe that would be your stretch to sell a $2,000 plus program, or maybe that even seems out of reach, right? But I remember, I have a book I use every New Year's where I put down my comfortable now, my stretch and my out of reach goals for my income. And I looked at it the other day, and I'll tell you, I have exceeded my what seemed out of reach. Like, my reality has exceeded my wildest dreams in the last 9 years. And it is from doing exactly what we're outlining for you here every step of the way. So please stay close if you would like your seems out of reach to become your comfortable now. Okay. So the thing to do is, you know, look at this, you know, maybe play for your stretch goal, right? Use what you're learning here. I mean, you're making this investment because you want to up level. Play for your stretch goal as you're crafting your offer and pricing your offer. And another important thing to do, because I think a lot of people are forgetting that this is a business. There is a profit and loss statement that should be coming out of this business. This business needs to make a profit to actually be a business and stay in business. So number four is, you want to check the pricing that you came up with. You know, if you had that pricing and X number of clients, would it give you the revenue goal that you need or would desire for your lifestyle? So you've got to balance what you'd like to make versus what you are charging, what you are willing to accept based on your having level, right? And if what you're charging, your stretch is not going to get you there, you know, that you know you're in the right place here, putting these systems in place, putting this love your life sales machine and all the pieces in place as things unfold, and, you know, staying close with mentoring and a community designed to raise your having level, your confidence, your mindset, and the way that you value what you do. So, wow, we've covered a lot. Great work here. I'm going to let you go ahead and dive into that. And next, we're going to move into the next part of this module, which is one of my favorite parts, making your offer truly irresistible.